So what really happens when strategic thinking isn't, well, human anymore, when it's purely algorithmic? That's exactly what we're diving into today. We're looking at the big takeaways from a pretty historic event, that all AI chess championship, you know, OpenAI versus Elon Musk's Grok. And our mission here, it goes way beyond just the chessboard moves. We want to unpack the lessons from this historic showdown, as some are calling it, lessons that really hint at how these AI versus AI battles could reshape, well, almost everything, business strategy, entertainment. The big question we're asking is, what does it actually mean when it's algorithms, you know, silently locking horns?
Yeah, and this really was different. I mean, we've seen those big human versus machine matches before, Deep Blue against Kasparov back in 97. That was huge. Or AlphaZero more recently with its almost alien style of play in 2017. But this tournament, totally different game. It was pure AI against AI, competing for essentially proof of dominance in machine reasoning, which one thinks better strategically. And the analysis we've looked at really frames this whole thing as a kind of masterclass. Mm-hmm. A masterclass in AI strategy, definitely, but also adaptability and performing under pressure.
And the result, the top line result, OpenAI checkmated Grok, decisively, in the final match of this global AI chess tournament. They didn't just win the game. They basically got crowned the most formidable all-purpose AI chess player out there right now. So stick with us. We'll get into the how and the why and, crucially, what it might mean for you. Okay, so let's start with the styles, because they were really different, weren't they? Almost like characters in a play. You had Grok, Musk's AI. It came in with this real swagger, you could say. It won earlier rounds using really unorthodox aggression, sharp openings, tricky traps, some really dazzling gambits that got people talking. And then in the semis, it unleashed this move they called the Muscovian Strike. You can almost picture the brainstorming session for that name, right?
Huh. Yeah, definitely flashy. Grok's style was eye-catching, no doubt about it. But, and this is where it gets really interesting, OpenAI was such a contrast. Remember, OpenAI's system is built as a general-purpose AI. It wasn't specifically narrowly trained just for chess. And that's why its mastery was so, well, shocking to many. It wasn't just about calculation. It was applying those general adaptive reasoning skills, the same ones it uses for language or science problems. Analysts actually said its play felt human. It was weaving these flexible strategies. It adjusted to Grok's aggressive style, showed real poise rather than just raw computational power. And this contrast, it points directly to a key takeaway from the sources we read. Basically, strategic precision beats flashy innovation. OpenAI's careful adaptive method went out over Grok's creative but maybe less reliable approach. It suggests that for AI strategies to be sustainable, you need that balance. Innovation, yes, but also reliability.
All right, that balance really came through in the final match, didn't it? Grok tried another flashy opening, went on the attack early, but OpenAI just stayed calm. The reports say it defended with precision and sort of smoothly turned defense back into offense, got Grok into what the analysts called a positional stranglehold. Apparently, within about 30 moves, Grok was just totally boxed in, leading to this cold, clean inevitability of checkmates, as one commentator put it, very dominant.
Exactly. And that specific gameplay, how OpenAI calmly dismantled Grok's attack, it points to something bigger. It highlights that second key takeaway. Real-time adaptability is the new competitive advantage. OpenAI wasn't just playing its plan, it was actively detecting Grok's patterns, countering them mid-game. That ability to adapt in real time, that's precisely what successful AI systems need in the real world. Think about business applications, adapting instantly to changing market conditions or shifting competitor tactics. That's the kind of adaptability we're talking about. It's not just about chess. Our sources call out these strategic business applications. Imagine an AI responding to, say, a sudden supply chain disruption or a rapid change in customer sentiment online. It could adjust strategies almost instantly. That's a huge advantage.
You know, it wasn't just a tech demo, though. This tournament, it became this huge public spectacle. Millions watched it. It was like strategy exposed, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing the moves unfold move by move, like watching a script of high-pressure decisions being made in real time. It was genuinely fascinating.
Absolutely. And that public fascination leads to another couple of points. First, this idea that AI vs. AI competition drives rapid evolution. The intense competition in the tournament actually pushed both systems to improve faster than just standard training would have. It strongly suggests that these kinds of competitive environments, they're likely going to be really important for developing enterprise AI going forward. And second, something maybe even more crucial for practical application, transparency creates trust. Unlike older chess engines that felt like black boxes, you could see the decisions these AI were making move by move. That visibility, that transparency, it helps build confidence. If you're making business decisions based on AI, seeing how it gets there is vital for trust, for stakeholder buy-in. It makes the whole process feel less opaque.
That makes sense. Transparency is key. But let's shift gears slightly back to the spectacle aspect. Millions watching. It really does seem to prove that AI itself can be entertainment, doesn't it? Which is exactly the fifth takeaway highlighted. Spectator engagement validates AI as entertainment.
It really does. And it sparks that provocative question from the source material. Is this the birth of a new spectator sport category? I mean, people are already speculating about what comes next. Maybe hybrid competitions. Imagine humans paired with AI advisors, your creativity, your intuition, fused with the machine's precision and calculation, all on one team. Could that be the next big thing in competitive strategy? Or even entertainment?
Wow. Hybrid teams. Humans and AI working together in a competition. That really fires the imagination, doesn't it? That's human-AI collaboration and augmented intelligence in, like, its most visible form. It does make you wonder about that question the source posed.
Yep.
Would that kind of collaboration be humanity's way of, you know, striking back against the machines? Or would teaming up with AI just speed up the process of, well, whatever comes next?
It's a fascinating thought experiment. But stepping back, the core message from this whole championship seems clear. This wasn't just about winning a game. It was a powerful demonstration that real AI success hinges on deep strategic thinking, not just brute force. And the implications for you, whether in business or just thinking about the future, are pretty profound. It underscores the need for foresight, for that real-time adaptability we talked about, and finding that sweet spot between creativity and reliable precision.
Absolutely. And the source material leaves us with a final, pretty potent thought to chew on. It says, OpenAI leaves as the undisputed champion of chess in 2025. But as history has shown us, AI never sleeps. A new model always waits in the wings. Grok will evolve. Competitors will train upstart systems. Somewhere in a lab, another contender is already potently calculating his first opening move. So maybe the question for all of us is, given this constant, relentless pace of AI evolution, what does that mean for our own learning? Our own strategies? How do we keep adapting in a world that just keeps changing faster and faster?